They can hear me right now. They can hear me? There comes a time in every man's life when he's got to
take a look at himself in the mirror and decide just exactly who he is. Well, I've come to that crossroads, and I've decided Notch is a man. Notch is an athlete. Notch is a lover.
But the most is, I mean, the thing that
Notch
is the most is a goddamn champion.
Thank you for listening to the Sports Spectacular. My name is Notch, Professor Notch. This weekend, hope you studied. It's time for finals. Stanley Cup Finals. We know who's going to be involved. NBA Finals, one game in. Spurs and Heat. Most important game two in the history of a pro sports franchise. Everybody loves to talk about how the Heat are going to be dismantled if they don't win. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think talking about it is a good idea, because the last two times that everybody has gone around talking about, oh, if the Heat can't pull this out, they're going to gut the team. Last year, Eastern Conference semis against Indiana. This year, Eastern Conference finals against Indiana. Pacers gave them a series each time, and each time, everybody's talking about what's going to happen to Miami Heat if they can't win this series. And what happens almost immediately after that conversation gets intense? Heat win the series. And they're talking about it now after game one. Tony Parker with the big shot, giving San Antonio the 4-point win. Once again, they're going to talk about a team that's been in the NBA Finals now for three straight years, constructed as they have been, the big three with spare parts. I don't think you should gut the team because they can't beat the San Antonio Spurs. They're obviously doing something right. They've won the conference championship 3 years in a row. The main problem of the Miami Heat, the main problem with their team going forward, the main reason they may want to reboot a little bit. I'm not talking about gutting the team. I'm not a fan of the Heat, but you got to admit they're doing something right. You got to worry about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is the reason why they're in this predicament. His body's breaking down. His mind's breaking down. He's not the same player he was when he led the Heat to the 2006 championship. His body's taking a hell of a beating, and now he's also got to be the second banana when he wasn't the second banana before. That can affect people, let's just say negatively. Dwayne Wade's not the same player. They may have to address the shooting guard position long-term, either through the draft or free agency. They always find free agents that'll come there, play cheap. LeBron James, people are talking about he might go back to Cleveland. He might go to the Lakers. He might as well just stay where he is. He's going to be criticized plenty as it is, unless he goes back to Cleveland. That'd be kind of like a make-good for Northeast Ohio. But that's not going to happen. He's not going to play with Kyrie Irving. As much as everyone wants him to, as much as everybody dreams about the Heat breaking up and LeBron going back to his home state, ain't going to happen. Chris Bosh, he's got some issues, but he's still a good player. You can take those two guys, you can get a shooting guard. Actually, maybe the best thing to happen to the Heat, if D-Wade has to be replaced, because you're not the big three anymore, you can spread some of that money out, have a better supporting cast than they currently do. And that's going to show up in this series. Because Mario Chalmers is going to get owned by Tony Parker this series. Tim Duncan down low is going to own Haslam, own Bosch, own the Birdman. Spurs have talented players too. They've got Ginobili, they've got Thiago Splitter, and of course Popovich. They're a complete team. The Spurs are going to win this series, probably in six games. They have the mental makeup to withstand the Miami Heat coming back on you. Memphis doesn't have that. Indiana doesn't have that. OKC didn't have it last year in the finals. Dallas had it 2 years ago in the finals. The Spurs have the veteran players. Even if they lose game two in Miami, they got three at home in San Antonio. They'll be fine. Tony Parker may not be fine. He got lucky in game one. I'm not a fan of the way San Antonio ran their offense in the final minute of game one. Their final two possessions consisted of Tony Parker, as soon as the ball got over the half-court line, dribbling the clock down, taking a shot right at the end of the shot clock. First time he bricked. Second time he almost turned it over twice. He lost his footing and almost traveled. Then he almost lost it on a 24-second violation. He barely got that final shot off. They got to come up with a better half-court offense in crunch time than that. I'm just getting kind of sick of everybody planning the Miami Heat funeral. Like I said, I'm not a fan of the team. But people seem to want that a little too much. And it'd be a mistake if they let that happen. At least with LeBron and Bosch. TMZ also saying Parker might lose $20 million if they win the finals because of a lawsuit. The Drake Chris Brown dust-up, he's suing for $20 million. He suffered injuries in the club during a fight. A glass shard hit him in the eye. Because you know when guys are cracking bottles over skulls, there's broken glasses going in the air. And Tony Parker claiming he was damaged and should get $20 million. But obviously he's in fit condition to play if he's winning championship ballgames. It's kind of a misleading headline by TMZ. Imagine that. TMZ with misleading headline. He's not really going to lose $20 million. When I clicked on it the first time, I thought it had something to do with Eva Longoria or other lady friends. He's not going to really lose $20 million. He's just not going to gain a possible $20 million. That's kind of a difference. It's not like he has $20 million he has to give to somebody. This is a possible $20 million that he might not be taking from somebody. You know what, though? If I'm Tony, I'll just take the championship ring. Keep the millions I already have. It's all good. Something else that's all good is an original six Stanley Cup final. Something that's never happened before. The Blackhawks and the Bruins have never played in all the years the National Hockey League's been in existence for the Stanley Cup. But they will this year. Chicago's not that shocking. President's Trophy winner. Best team in the league. Record-setting point streak to start the season. They should be there. They should be in the finals. They are in the Stanley Cup finals. I am really disappointed that Pittsburgh's not taking part in the Stanley Cup finals against the Blackhawks. For one, because you remember the movie Sudden Death? Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, where he's a Pittsburgh firefighter, has to stop terrorists at the igloo, ends up playing goalie in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. But then he's got to track the terrorist, so he has to get off the ice. So what he does is he just goes up and punches one of the players, gets ejected by the referee, so he has to leave and he can get out of the goalie clothes and go back to fighting terrorism, since he wasn't fighting fires. One of the least believable sports scenes in the history of cinema. But I still love that movie. So there's that angle of it. We're once again deprived of a no-sudden-death angle with the Stanley Cup Finals. But also, I'm a big Sidney Crosby fan. He's good for the league. A lot of people don't like Sidney Crosby. In a league like the NHL that desperately needs North American stars, English-speaking stars, they've got guys like Ovechkin. He's a Russian guy. People aren't going to relate to a Russian guy. Sidney Crosby, Canadian icon. He passes for American. The league needs Sidney Crosby in the Stanley Cup Finals. Much more than the NBA needs LeBron James in the NBA Finals. Much more. A Pittsburgh-Chicago final would have been incredible. A lot of offensive firepower on both teams. I'm going to watch anyway, because it's hockey. Just a little different with Boston in it. The key for Boston, if you're going to beat Chicago, is Tuukka Rask has got to repeat what he did against Pittsburgh to Chicago. The Penguins and the Eastern Conference Finals, four games, they got a grand total of 2 goals. The hot goalie. You ride that hot goalie in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and this is what happens. 2 goals in 4 games for the Penguins. And the Blackhawks are a similar team to the Penguins. You got Jonathan Toews, you got Patrick Kane, Patrick Sharp, Keith and Seabrook at the point. I'm not a fan of Corey Crawford in goal, but the Blackhawks can score on you. They will score on you. Well, of course, if Tuukka Rask doesn't do to them what he did to Pittsburgh. I can't see that happening. I've got Chicago winning in 5. That series starts this coming Wednesday. I'm going to watch every second of the Stanley Cup Finals. NBA Finals, I'll watch here and there. The only thing I know I'm going to watch for sure is the final quarter of the clinching game. One guaranteed prediction, though. Whoever wins the Stanley Cup Finals, their fans are going to be insufferable. Chicago fans, Boston fans. My Twitter feed's going to be a nightmare. At Notch17, N-O-T-C-H-1-7, that's my Twitter. Email me, WBN@Notchville.com. Let me know what you think of the Sports Spectacular. Let me know what you want to talk about. Might have it on a future segment. We'll go have you on. You never know. Dialogue going. Let's get some back and forth here, okay?